Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas.
It's a Wednesday for anyone who's not sure.
Yeah.
So happy Wednesday.
Oh, my favorite thing is that confusion week.
It's the best week, isn't it, guys? I hope you're all enjoying it.
You know what?
What day is it? Who knows?
No makeup.
No care in the world. No one's setting no alarms. Oh. It's just food.
No bras.
No bras, maybe even no pants, you know, just playing,
you know,
it.
Joggers, just, no knickers
I'm wearing my new pajamas all week that I've probably got for Christmas, maybe some fluffy socks, maybe even a new robe.
I just want to be nude under my robe for 14
for the
days.
Week.
yeah, just, you know, not even changing the robe, you know, we're not having to deal with,
and it's like there's always like cake around and there's always just like stuff to grab, isn't there?
The fridge is full. You know what I just love? Going into the fridge thinking, do you know what? I'm going to have a bit of cheese and crackers.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know what, Angie?
Fuck it.
Can I have a bit of this brie? Why am I even asking you? Of course I fucking can. Bit of brie, a bit of my favorite crackers are, you know, when you get the selection box, do you have a favorite cracker in the Jacob's selection box?
I do, yeah.
Okay, what's yours?
Well, I'm not that familiar with the Jacob's selection box, but my favorite one from that is the ones that are basically the Ritz crackers.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then my other favorite crackers
are the thinner, crispier ones.
The salty
ones. With
salt on.
See, I would avoid the salt.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I eat Ritz crackers just out the box plain.
Yeah, you love a Ritz.
That's my snack.
Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying the crackers right now. They're from M&S and they're like circle round and they've got cheese on them. There's
already
cheese grated,
cheese,
like baked into the cracker.
Oh, like a cheese, like a cheese straw.
A cheese straw, yeah. And they're really good.
Wow.
Bit of cranberry, bit of cheese. Diving right in. Bit of brie. Oh,
my
stunning.
Favorite.
Bit of cheddar.
Yeah, bit of cheddar.
Sometimes,
you know, I just need, you know, block of cathedral.
Oh, block of cathedral. I had a block of cathedral yesterday.
Don't even need, you know, any of this fancy schmancy. Cheesy shit.
Bit of cathedral will sort me right out.
Big, you know, because also, you know, if you didn't already know, me and Sophie used to be vegan for 6 years. So we
went without it for a long time.
So when we get those true cheese flavors,
oh, God,
sometimes it takes my breath away because, you know, it's like, it's overwhelming, you know, and it's like, oh my God, cheese.
Mm.
But my favorite cracker in the Jacob selection box is that one that's a bit thicker.
Okay.
Now, you know the Jacob's selection box.
I do,
it's like the orange selection box.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have Jacob's crackers all the time.
But,
the selection box.
I would never reach for the squares.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a fine tool.
Yeah.
But I will reach for, they're round and they're more flaky. They're like softer. Nice. They're in the selection box.
Okay.
They're circle. Some of you guys will know exactly what I'm on about. Circular.
I know the soft ones. They're almost like oat cakey.
Almost oat cakey, but they're not. Oat cakes can be a bit too heavy.
If I'm hungry, sometimes it's nice.
Oat cakes are fucking bowl of porridge. That's a meal.
Whack a few oat cakes down.
Yeah, that's a heavy meal, that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a bit flakier and softer and thicker. And they
do
are
you
my
ever
favorite.
Like sandwich the crackers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you? Of course I do. See, I wish I liked, do you like caramelized onion?
caramelized onion.
Caramelized onion.
Do you know what? I can't say I've ever really reached for it.
But I think
I would like it.
Would you?
Because I like chutney.
Yeah, so yeah, it's the same. So you put it on top of the cheese.
Yeah.
And it's like brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you would like that. Mm.
Oh. So happy Wednesday, guys.
Would you have a bit of cheese and then like a grape?
No,
not for me either.
No, I don't care about the fruit. I just want the cheese and the cracks.
Why are we eating fruit over Christmas?
Come on, guys.
Why are we grabbing a punnet of
Let
grapes?
Go, for once.
Right. We're not grabbing a punnet of grapes.
Loosen the reins a little.
No, absolutely not.
So yeah, happy Wednesday. Welcome back. We hope you all had a lovely Christmas, a lovely Boxing Day. And now we're here and it's Wednesday. New Year's Eve is on the horizon now.
This is the week of like, what are our intentions for the year ahead? Mm-hmm. What are our intentions? Are we mood boarding?
Are we vision boarding?
We should be.
Guys, take notes.
This is the week to do so. That in between week.
We spoke about this yesterday. I'm actually more of a list person.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like I just like to go in my notes and write a quick list of the goals for the year.
Yeah, love that for you.
And I might make a vision board if I can be bothered.
Yeah.
If I crack the iPad out. But the list is always my first choice.
A Pinterest pin does the job.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I've got a few Pinterest pins.
Yeah, Pinterest pin does the job.
Yeah.
I think I'll do a bit of pinning, then I can screenshot, you know, and assemble into
make it your wallpaper.
A document.
Yeah.
A PDF. I actually do. I think not my lock screen, but my wallpaper is still my vision board for last year.
And anything comes so through from the
yes,
vision
and
board?
Yes, I was actually looking at it because it's so yes.
A couple of yeses.
Yes. Yes, some great things have visualized for me.
Lovely.
And my quote on it was, I am so lucky, everything works out for me.
Aww, what a lovely quote.
And it's just nice, isn't
nice
it?
Nice mantra to go into the new year. Okay, so since New Year's Eve is on the horizon, guys, we thought we would do some New Year's Eve dilemmas, some New Year's Eve questions.
Absolutely.
Because like Christmas, it can come with some politics.
Three,
who are we spending it with?
Two,
are we going in?
One.
Are we going out? What am I supposed to be doing? My boyfriend wants to spend it with his mates,
yes.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But let's start with our question of the week.
That's one thing that would really irritate me.
What
if I was like in love with someone,
yeah,
and we were together and he wanted to not spend New Year's Eve with
me? Oh my god, I'd be crushed
because it makes no sense.
Why do you not want to start the year with the love of your life?
Yeah, like I am your future, I am your everything, I am your world,
so you should want to spend it by
yeah.
my side.
So if anyone's being like,
no, I wouldn't enjoy
no.
that. Okay, so our question of the week this week, it took us a while to word this, so we hope you understood. We said, what would January 2023 you not believe about December 2023 you?
What a beautiful question to help us reflect on this fine day.
So right? Let's read some responses.
Wait, so for anything that comes to mind for yourself?
Probably that I've got a house.
Yes.
That I've got a house
yes,
in London, I would say. Because in January,
we
were kind of speaking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe this year. But the fact that it actually happened,
yes.
I think I'd be like, oh, wow, yeah. Shit, well done.
It's fully happened.
Yeah, I'm in. I've moved
a
in.
Process.
Yeah. Gates
absolutely.
Gone up.
Absolutely.
Glasses going in.
Ring doorbells
have arrived.
Are on.
Ring doorbells on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all been kicking off
you
this week.
You know it's real when the ring doorbell's on.
Yeah, you know it's official when the ring's
yeah.
on. Yeah, so I would probably say that, yeah. I bought a house,
yeah.
I think, Cruising. With a boy. That would probably yeah. be my, like, my thing. What about you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What would January? That you're single.
Yeah, that I'm just grateful to be single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on the way out, wasn't I?
I'm not sure.
It was like, I was on the way out last December, January.
So you'd probably be quite happy to know.
And that's always the worst when it's like, when it's like, Are we gonna go at this or are we, you know, and it's I'm glad it's not.
Mm. Okay, so some of you guys have said,
ASMR.
This is gonna be mine too. Someone said that I'm becoming an auntie.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to rob that one from the house. I'm gonna have to steal that one too.
I'm gonna have to come and
I'm gonna
smell
have to rob
the
that.
Baby.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. February, guys, February, not long.
Just to see a cute child.
Oh my god, a baby.
I only see children. Online.
Rarely see
never
babies.
In person do I get up close to a baby.
I don't know if I've ever really held a newborn baby.
Yes, you have. You held Carmelo. And Nola.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We've got the one of the best pictures I've ever taken of Sophia is her holding. So Carmela was one of our good friends, Summer's son. Mm-hmm. And he was so small. It must have been, it was like 2 weeks. Like, she'd just given birth to this, little boy.
It was soon.
And he was so tiny. And we couldn't believe how small he was. And we just couldn't believe it. And then, you know what is so annoying? We wanted to send Carmela a video of us as the Grinch and fucking Cindy Lou, and we forgot.
We were halfway taking it off and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. And we keep making these promises to Carmela. We can't even do our
auntie duties.
Can't even
follow through. Okay.
Because we were like, is Carmela going to be scared by this? She's like, don't know. Let's find out. Couldn't even find out.
That I ended my 5-year relationship.
Congrats.
And started dating my best friend. Wow.
Oh, I'm happy
that
for
I
you.
Finally have a Brian after a long, painful 5 years being single.
Wait, side note. Have you seen that TikTok manifestation thing? So apparently on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or something, you're meant to, if you want to manifest a partner, the love of your life, you're meant to eat grapes under a table in red underwear.
What?
Yes. And people.
So we are eating fruit after all.
Yes, we are having the green grapes. Because some girl did a TikTok and she was like, you see, you know, it all worked out. And it was the clip of her eating the grapes.
Stop.
With red underwear on and then like kissing her boyfriend. She said it worked.
You best get under the table.
Best get myself under the table with some green grapes. particularly the cotton candy grapes from M&S. I actually have red pants on today. We can do it right now. Let's order some grapes, get some grapes in.
Let's do this.
I literally have a red thong on.
Very festive of
you.
That I'm going to Australia as a single, healed and happy girl.
Happy for you.
That I met my first love. That I broke off my engagement.
Necessary.
She owns a house. I got a job where I'm happy and mentally stable after the most toxic workplace ever.
Proud of you.
That I would become a mum to a beautiful baby boy.
Aww. Whoa, so imagine in January you not realizing you're going to have a baby that year.
That's crazy.
That's the whirlwind, that.
That's crazy. That I would be successfully working for myself. People have said the body count.
Classic.
Bought a house, bought a puppy. Wow. Aw, so many lovely things. Aww. My ex-boss is now the love of my life. That was a switch up, wasn't it?
Love that. Honestly, love that for you.
That I went through 3 different jobs this year.
Okay, slay.
I'm now an engaged woman.
Slay.
I ended a 6-year relationship.
Congrats.
That I now live in Hong Kong.
Incredible.
Got my dream job.
Congratulations. That I birthed triplets. I had 6 children this year.
Quads. what else have we got here? Honestly, lots of lovely things.
Imagine having quadruplets.
A lot of people saying like they can't believe that they ended a long-term relationship.
Takes a lot of courage, you guys.
It really does. Finally moved out on my own. That's amazing. Incredible. Congratulations. I have Taylor Swift tickets.
Slay.
Gosh, that's the biggest slay, honestly.
You know, I'm manifesting Tate McRae. Tate McRae
yeah,
tickets,
we're manifesting Tate. Put that on our vision board.
I want myself.
Please believe me. Pass my driving test. Yay.
Well done. That's something I should maybe figure out.
That I haven't spoke to my ex situationship in 8 months.
Well done.
So maybe you started the year thinking you can't live without this guy. And then now you're reflecting. You're like, I don't even think about you anymore.
That would have been draining.
That's a great feeling too. Even when you realize that you're not thinking about someone.
Because even when you're just chatting to someone that you know you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's actually draining.
Yeah.
I think that's really draining.
Well, because you just know that like you're not doing your future self any favors.
And you know like, oh, I shouldn't. When you know you shouldn't be doing something.
Yeah. It takes the fun out of it a little bit. Oh, let's end it here. That I'm going to see the girls' bathroom live in 2024.
Oh, I can't believe it either. Oh, that is so nice.
Oh, we love that.
Oh, that is... God, I should shed a tear.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, we're starting with a classic here. Classic question that lots of us are asking ourselves this time of year. New Year's Eve with the girls or Brian?
With the girls, please.
To start off, I have been with Brian for 2.5 years and I've never been happier. We just came back from our first holiday and I feel so safe and cared for in this relationship.
Lovely.
My friend group are all very supportive of this and they like Brian.
Lovely.
We often spend nights out together in our local pub and they all get along very well. Lovely. However, Brian has 3 brothers and 1 sister. We are all similar in age, all in our 20s, and all his brothers have girlfriends who I would consider as another group of friends.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love my group of friends and I have known them all for so long, but sometimes I find it hard to keep up with all their lives as most of them are single.
Got it.
I find this new small girls group so easy as it isn't all about boys. Brian's brother's girlfriends,
the girlfriends
simply are easy to get along with. Yeah.
And it's like, we're like low-key family.
Yeah. You know, we're like, all dating brothers.
We're all dating the brothers. The mother-in-law.
Exactly.
Like we can, you know, have a gossip if we need, you know, it's actually quite nice.
And it's like, you've all got that common interest of like, we're all kind of new to this family.
Yes. And like, you know, and just like, what are you getting
Mrs. Smith
for Christmas? You know, just those, that's actually really nice.
Yeah. So now to the real dilemma. I'm spending 12 pubs with my original friend group. What does that mean?
12 pubs?
And Boxing Day.
Let me actually, I feel like that's something. I feel like that's like Christmas Eve or something.
Or is she...
So she's saying she's spending... Say that again.
Spending 12 pubs with my original friendship.
Oh, here we go. This is what 12 pubs is.
What?
So it's a game. So the rule is you visit 12 pubs in one night, one drink per pub.
Yes.
And only spend 30 minutes in each pub and everyone's wearing a Christmas jumper.
So it's a bar crawl.
It's a bar crawl across the pub.
Okay, so you're doing a big bar crawl with your original friendship group. So you're having your little like,
pubs, if
you're having your like drinky party time.
Okay.
And Boxing Day with the friend group. Okay.
So wait, so we're doing that on...
I don't know.
When are we doing that?
Don't know. But she said that she's seeing... So you're seeing them during
multiple
the period.
Time.
But I'm worried about New Year's Eve. My friends have been planning to go for dinner and then for drinks. But Brian has also asked me if I would go away with him and one of his brothers and girlfriend and a few other friends.
That does sound nice.
And to be honest, this idea strikes more of an interest
to
me.
That sounds nice.
I told the girls this and they are kind of a little cold with me as they are all single and we're looking forward to a single New Year's. So girls, please help.
Oh,
I don't know
shit.
What to do. I want to go with Brian, but I don't want the girls to be sour. Any tips?
Oh, that's actually really tricky because you are spending a lot of girl time with the like Boxing Day night out.
Your 12 pubs.
Your 12 pubs. Like it's not like
you've
you're
booked
like,
some things in the diary.
Yeah, it's not like it's like, oh, you know what? I've not seen the girls in a while. I've been a bit wrapped up in my, you know, boyfriend world.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes it do be like that.
Yeah.
But you actually are.
You are seeing them.
Seeing them.
But then you also know if they all have boyfriends that wanted to spend New Year's Eve with them.
Yes.
They'd be spending it with their
and
boyfriends.
And also you're not just spending it with just your boyfriend, I guess.
It's
like
it's
a family
his brother.
Thing.
Yeah.
But then I do get it, you know, girls come first.
Single
you know,
girls, New Year's
you
Eve.
You know, these are your best friends. Nurture your friendships. Look, you see Brian all the time.
Yeah.
You know, look, we can, look, let's do a trip in the new year. You know, it's
tricky.
I personally,
I'm in the Brian camp on the New Year vibe. I feel like New Year is nice to spend with like your boyfriend.
Yes, it is.
As a couple.
It is.
But then equally I see like with the single girlies, it's like fun to have that time. But if you've got your boyfriend who's like, I really want to take you away with my brother and his friend.
Yes.
I would probably be like, okay, let's do it. Especially because you're seeing your friends on Boxing Day and you're doing your 12 pub thing. I think you could go with your boyfriend. But, and I don't think it's fair for your friends to be like sour.
Yeah.
Because it's like, come on, guys. Like, you are all the single ones. I've got this boyfriend. He wants to see me on New Year. Like, what am I going to do? Say no.
Yeah. They need to be a little...
They need to be a bit understanding.
Bit more
but
understanding.
I get that it's difficult when you've got two people. There's no right or wrong, basically, I think. It's whatever you genuinely want to do.
Whatever
How do you want to spend your New Year?
And there is no right or wrong. Like, if you wanted to spend it with the girls, I would expect Brian to be understanding. Yeah. And be like, absolutely. Have fun. See you on New Year's Day. Love you lots. You know, I'll spend it with my brother, you know? But equally, then, if you said to the girls, look, guys, I'm seeing you on Boxing Day. Brian, yeah, we've got this trip planned with the, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, I'd love to be there, but obviously I think I'm just going to do this year. They should also be understanding. It's whatever you want to do.
It's whatever you want to do.
Both parties need to be understanding and gracious and...
Just do what you actually, I feel towards, like you actually want, because you've said it interests me a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just do no what right you actually want to do, because either way, like, you're going to be letting someone down, yes, because you've been asked, yes, by two sets of, yes, people to make plans.
Yes.
So I would, you know, think about yourself and how you actually want to, yes, spend New Year's Eve.
Yes.
But that's a tricky spot to be in. It is.
It's because you've got to let... It's because, yeah, you're letting someone down either way.
The two most important people, but, your friend group or your boyfriend, but it's then like, oh,
you,
gosh,
can only hope that both sides would be understanding either way you went.
Yeah.
Or is there a compromise, you know?
I know.
There are options, but do whatever you want to do. So we've got here, my boyfriend doesn't know if he wants to spend New Year's Eve with me. Now, I know I just said...
Both parties have got to be understanding.
But also, but if you're saying to me, to my face, I'm not sure if I want to spend it with you, like that. Like, that's, yeah, rude. The girl before, like, she has two options and she's just, not that she doesn't want to, it's just, she's got two offers.
She's pulled in two, yeah, directions.
But if he's genuinely going, I'm not sure if I want to spend it with you. What are you on about? Hi, girls. Love to know your thoughts about this situation I find myself in. Oh, okay. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 months.
Not long.
But seeing each other in total for over 5 months. So about 6 months. He's 29 and I'm 28. Everything has been going well and I really like him. It's not love yet.
Okay.
But now it's December. He seems to be prioritizing his friends over me. Such as saying he has to let me know regarding seeing me at the weekend. Ooh. As his mates may be doing a Christmas meal, which he wants to do. As it only happens once a year. Okay, so you're not feeling like he's as obsessed with you as he should be within this first 2 months of the relationship.
He's getting a bit distracted.
It should be obsessed, obsession central.
Mm. Come along.
Like, can't even spend like an afternoon without you, right?
I get that it's social season.
Yes, and he's trying to balance.
Yeah.
If he's not had a girlfriend in a while, I understand he might, you know, it can be overwhelming when you get into a new relationship, yeah, and you're trying to maintain your friendships, you're trying to maintain...
Some of these Christmas meals, they were booked in a while, yeah, ago, yeah, paying deposits a while, yeah, ago, these, yeah, set menus. But yeah, that's not how you want to be feeling this time, yeah, of year, that your boyfriend is like, I'll let you know.
Like, you're not like, a priority, like, I'll let you know.
What?
Should be what right by mean? My side. Yeah. There's another weekend he's busy with his work's Christmas party. Then the next weekend, it's another possible meal. Okay, so you feel like we haven't even got a weekend to ourselves.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah. We'll probably see each other once during the week and possibly the other night of the weekend, but have no solid plans of anything to do as our Christmas day out was the weekend just gone.
Okay, oh, so there's just nothing in the diary.
Nothing in the diary.
You're not speaking like, you know, so what are we doing at Christmas?
Like,
what are we doing for New Year?
Christmas together.
Yeah, you sort of feel like it's,
yeah,
he's doing his own things.
And you're kind of like,
and
oh.
Sort of you feel a bit forgotten about.
Like, and as a first Christmas together, like that should be really magical, yeah, and special, right? So you're just not feeling that love. As it's a new, and also like, it should be like, who's going to say I love you? Mm. Is he fallen in love with me yet?
What presents are we, yeah, getting for each other? First Christmas.
Yeah, so as it's a new relationship, I'm not familiar with his usual plans regarding New Year's Eve.
Right.
But I asked, okay, so now it's like, okay, are we at least spending at NYE together?
What do you usually do at Christmas time? What do you usually do on New Year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I asked him if we would be spending it together.
Good for you.
/ what does he usually do? He told me he wasn't sure. Why is everything on his terms? Like, I don't like that. It should, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I'll let you know.
You just sit tight and I'll let,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I'll let you,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't like that. So he told me he wasn't sure and he normally goes out with his mates and that it's a boys thing. But he wasn't sure, so he would let me know.
Right.
I'm also not comfortable with waiting on him because it'll end up being too late for me to make alternative plans.
Yeah.
I have brought this up regarding the weekends, but he just says, I know, I'll let you know soon. Why aren't I a priority?
Man, right? But also, like, that's not how you're, like, should be chatting to your girlfriend that you love.
Not
like,
at all.
I'll let you know. Like, I'm not a colleague. Like, I'm your girlfriend.
I'm not just like
and
your
also,
mate.
Like, this is the season for us to be like, we've got a bit of time off work. We're seeing loved ones. Like,
It's like he's not prioritizing you, but you're prioritizing him. You're like, you're really wanting to.
He's obviously holding fire to see if the boys make a big plan, which he can then go. He doesn't want to make plans.
He's
with
feeling
you.
That FOMO.
Yeah.
But it's like, mate, you've got yourself into this new relationship. It's not about the boys anymore.
Mm.
It's not. Is it? It should be like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like I am prioritizing him and he would be my first choice when it comes to plans.
Right.
But it seems to him like I'm not the priority. His mates are. I'm not fussed if the plans would be something just us or going out with mates too, just that we would spend it together.
Mm.
For context, I was in a pretty long-term relationship. So the relationship dynamic I'm used to is very different to this new relationship.
Yes.
So you're used to
being a couple.
Being a couple, you're spending time together, being prioritized, making plans in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm curious to know is, am I expecting too much from such a new relationship to assume we would be spending it together? Or do you think it is just the fact he would rather spend this time with his mates and he's not fussed about me? Should I bring this up to him or just make my own plans and prioritize my own life and friends? Please help. I'm starting to feel like our relationship doesn't mean as much to him as it does to me.
I think Chintz got it when you said about FOMO.
Yeah, but it's like you can't... You're not a single lad anymore.
Right.
Like you can't, it's not this like, I'm not like just some girl you're seeing. Like we were actually in a relationship.
I'm your girlfriend.
Fair enough if we were just like dating here and there. I don't expect to spend New Year's Eve with you.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not just your situationship. Yeah, I don't expect to spend New Year's Eve with you.
Mm.
But like, I'm your fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, like, come on.
And you're chatting to me like I'm just a friend of yours. Oh, I'll let you know what my plans are.
It's not the energy you want,
is it?
No,
and I really don't like that it's all on his terms.
No.
Like, if anything, he should be asking you, oh, you know, are we spending New Year's Eve together?
Please.
And you're like, okay, let me just check with the girls. Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Do you know what you could say? You could say something
you
could say something like, you know, the girls are arranging like a New Year's Eve night out. So I need to know like by the end of tomorrow if I'm spending it with you or not.
Yeah.
You could say to him like, you are my first choice. Like I do want to spend it with you.
Yeah.
But I'm also aware that you're kind of just leaving me out on the lurch.
Yeah.
So like, I need an answer from you because I don't want to miss out on other plans because you're waiting for the boys to make a plan.
But it's like, so, why am I waiting around for the boys?
Exactly, because he doesn't want to make plans with you, and then the boys decide, oh, we're going to do something, because then he's got to cancel on you and miss out
then it's
or
like,
whatever.
That's not the energy you want from a new boyfriend.
No.
It should be obsession central, obsession alert.
Put him on a deadline, I think. Say, look, I've got plans. The girls are making
plans. I would say also, I feel like I'm not your priority. This is not the energy I want from a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not in love yet, but I'm feeling like you're not that bothered. I'm not sure. It's kind of turning me off a little bit. I don't know if you're as interested in me as you are anymore. Yeah, I don't
he
feel
does
like a
sound
priority.
Like he's pulling away a little bit.
He does.
Bit.
So I think call him out. But like, I'm not sure what this vibe is anymore.
Yeah.
I thought this was like new, fun relationship, lovers vibe.
Mm.
And
you're
I'm
making
feeling
this
like,
hard work.
I'm like working, like I'm having to beg to see you.
Mm.
Like, what is that about?
Not the energy.
Not the energy at all, especially if you're used to a boyfriend who, you know, is prioritizing you.
Making plans.
Yeah, making plans.
Yeah. Disappointing.
So her question was, is this normal? She said, should I be expecting more?
Yeah,
yes.
I think you should.
I think this is not...
I think regardless of like...
It's very much like, oh, she's just there. I know she'll do whatever I say.
Yeah. He knows that it's been on his terms.
I have a life too. My life is not... I'm not, my life does not revolve around your life.
Yeah. I don't think this is something that you should be
letting slide. I think you need to have a conversation about
Yeah, I would, if this were me, I would just do the deadline thing and I would just say like, look, like, are we spending New Year's Eve together or not? Because if we're not, like, you need to let me know
Give
today.
Give him a taste of his own medicine also. Be like,
that's what
I'm
By you being like, I've got offers, I've got plans, like, I can be
I
out.
I think I might be unavailable actually.
Try and switch the roles a little bit. Yeah. And I think, like, just give him a, like Chinzy said, a bit of a taste of his own medicine. Like, stop chasing him for plans. Like, if he wants to see you, he can arrange to see you. Don't be so like, oh, so when can we do this? When can we? No, you can ask me. Like, I'm gonna make my own schedule. I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna see my friends who want to see me. And then he can let me know when he's ready to make a plan. Totally. Because you shouldn't be like waiting for him.
You shouldn't be waiting on your boyfriend
to let you know if he wants to see you.
What you should do is you should send him a picture of the dress you're ordering to spend New Year's Eve with the girls. I'm going to wear this for New Year's Eve with the girls.
Yeah.
And we'll see
taste of his own medicine and just see how he reacts.
Yeah.
But this is the behavior. You need to nip it in the bud.
You need to set the tone early on. Like, I'm not your second option.
Yeah.
In this relationship. Yeah. And if it's going to be like that, I don't think I want to play a part.
Ground rules before this becomes too much
of
a habit.
We're 29 and 28.
Grow up.
We're not 21, 20, then where it's all about the mates, the lads. Like,
come on.
You're pushing 30 now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This one will wake you up if you're not already woken up. I found out my boyfriend was engaged by the proposal video itself.
Wow. So he left that on the feed. Interesting.
He left it on the feed.
How else does she find it?
Your own boyfriend. Well, you not stalked his feed before? Why is the said content not deleted?
I don't know. Let's read. So many questions.
Let's read. Girls, I desperately need your help, please.
Oh my God.
Caps.
Let's get this sorted before the new year. Seriously? Come on, we've not got long. We've only got a couple of days to sort out these issues so we can start fresh.
I know. So girls, I met my boyfriend in February this year.
Okay.
Pushing a year.
Coming up to a year now then.
He's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Let's keep reading.
Treats me like a princess. Etc. Recently, I noticed that we aren't friends on Facebook. We both don't use it that much. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. It's not as it once was.
No.
I remember.
Who is using Facebook?
The mums.
Yes.
The mothers. Mm. And it's Meta.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry, my bad. Okay, so you're like, oh shit, we're not even in a Facebook official relationship.
Right, like let's make this
Facebook official, please, Brian. Yeah.
So I thought I would jokingly send him a friend request.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
You know, we've been together for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm scrolling.
You can poke him on Facebook.
Remember that, what the? One of my favorite films is that Facebook film.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's good.
One of my, like, genuine, I could watch that again.
Yeah.
As I am scrolling through his Facebook, I find lots and lots of photos of him and his ex. I don't think much of it, you know, as we've spoken about how we both don't use Facebook, and I expect he has just forgotten to delete these. Yeah.
And
Facebook,
I can totally understand that. Same. Like, who's like, I've not even got the Facebook app on my phone. God knows what pictures are on my Facebook.
We can't be angry at someone for once having an app and using it.
No, we can't. We can't be angry.
I guess we can't.
Technically.
If we're looking at the facts, okay, they have been broken up since 2021. So it's, okay. You know, you will not believe.
Oh my God.
What I come across, .. A video of him getting down on one knee.
My eyes could not see that. My eyes. Oh my God.
The thought of seeing someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with declaring to someone else,
getting down on one knee,
that they want to spend the rest of their life with them, I would never be able to recover.
Oh my God, I would not. That's a sight you can never unsee.
I'd say, you're lying to me.
Yeah.
You said it to her.
Oh my God.
You said it to her. And then even if he got down and proposed to me, I'd be like,
you've done this before. But then, you know.
But then.
Lots of people, I think this was a question
that's
of the week
before.
That's just
getting angry in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Because like, if I was proposed to before, what are you going to do? Sue me for saying yes.
Right.
And then what, my new boyfriend's going to make me feel
hold
bad.
Hold it against you.
Yeah, for being engaged. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
It's
just not nice to see, is it? Like, no one wants to see their boyfriend proposing to someone else.
Okay, but what it is it's the secrecy of it.
Yeah.
Like, this should be something we discuss on the second, third date. Oh, so you know, how did our last relationship end? Okay, so we were engaged. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's noted. Oh my God, so if he was engaged before.
Oh wow.
We found out on the second, third date.
Yeah.
Right? Not you finding out on a Facebook page when you've been in a relationship for 6 months. Okay, so lo and behold, I come across a video of him getting down on one knee to his ex. Photos of the ring, photos of them with the caption, "Best day of my life."
Oh my God.
I think I would be sick. My heart instantly drops.
Are you going to delete Facebook now, aren't you?
You're fucking, yeah. We've of course spoken about our exes, but not once has he mentioned that he was engaged. It's such a weird lie. Don't you think that's such a weird, like, why are you keeping that? Like, what is the purpose? Because it's nothing bad about it.
Maybe,
like I said, it's a second date convo thing.
Maybe he never said it like on that second date,
right,
when you asked the first time.
Missed the chance.
And now it's like, well, how do I randomly bring this up, you know?
Yeah, but is that not just like, you know, before we know each other, we're just getting to know, you know, we're just feeling how many boyfriends, I've been in a few relationships, you know, it's just a getting to know.
It's like a second date question,
yeah,
for sure.
It's just like, yeah, I feel just completely lied to. I feel like every day he is hiding something from me.
Shit.
Yeah, it would feel like that. What breaks my heart more is we speak about getting married a lot. He's even asked me what rings I like. How can he ask me these things when he hasn't been honest about his past?
Fuck.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please advise me on if I should confront him. So he doesn't even know you know.
Oh my God. Well, surely he's not going to be. Surely he's accepted the Facebook request and then thought, oh shit.
Shit.
Or is he just not even.
Is he not even thinking before, I'd best delete those engagement pics and vids?
Probably forgot they're
on
there.
Also, did he think he was going to keep that a secret forever? Like, what happens on Christmas Day when you go around to family and maybe someone says, oh yeah, you know, because you almost got married that one, you know, and just makes a joke about the engagement. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And now you don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, that's not nice. So please advise me on if I should confront him on what I've seen or if I should just wait until he is honest and tells me the truth. I know you like photos. So I'm attaching. No!
She's not.
So I'm attaching photos of me and him. I've also attached the photos of the engagement I found on Facebook.
Oh my God.
She said, just so you can really picture what I saw and how I felt in that moment. Thanks, girls. Love you.
Oh my God.
Right, so,
give it to us.
This is me and Brian. Oh, he's young.
Stop.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Colour coordinated outfit, yeah. Looking super bronze.
Yeah, really gorgeous.
Okay, love it. All right, let's see this engagement.
He looks young. Okay. It's a bit blurry, but nonetheless, it's there on the knee.
City skyline girl. In the background.
Where are they? Is that London?
She's got her hands over, her mouth.
Is that NYC? That's New York.
Is it?
That's not London. Where is that?
I don't know. I can't really see.
Look, that's not London. That's NYC. It's the Big Apple, that. A t-shirt. It's a t-shirt. We can show the t-shirt. No, we can't. It's a black t-shirt, as I'm wearing, where it says girlfriend on it with a strike through it and then fiance. Did he buy that for her? Here's the ring. Here's the ring.
Oh my God. This is all just on his Facebook for the world to see.
He's a silly.
Oh my God, everyone go through their Facebook now.
Why would he not tell you this?
So this is the crux of the dilemma.
It's really disappointing. Don't you think that? Because it's like, what else are you hiding?
I would be completely heartbroken.
Because what else are you, like, it's like, it's not, like, I'm not angry you've been engaged. Mm-hmm. I'm angry that
you haven't told me you've been engaged.
And now I'm like, what else are you lying about? Like, now it's opened a whole can of worms. When you should have just told me on the second or third date.
I feel like obviously he is nervous to tell you this because he knows you're not going to respond well to it.
Especially now. 6 months in, are you all right?
And maybe he, like I kind of said before, maybe he, you know, missed his chance on those early dates. Mm. And then ever since, like, your exes aren't coming up in conversation on the day to day. It's not happening.
Yeah, you're
like,
not talking about
it is an early date thing of like, oh, so how long have you been single for? When would you last? That's the question.
But then he's really stupid. Because
he is stupid.
It's going to be brought up at a family function, like, of a joke.
He is stupid.
And
he
then,
is
and then,
stupid.
You know, that's awful because then imagine you didn't know and you're going to be like, oh.
Completely blindsided.
Completely blindsided. Everyone's in on this joke that you have no idea about. Then all his family are going to go, whoa, what? Sarah doesn't know.
Yeah.
How embarrassing for you as the new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, he's handling this really badly.
He's handled it wrong, right?
Really
That's
badly.
For sure. I think I would have to have a conversation. I couldn't keep this a secret.
I
would
could have not to get say, into bed and cuddle that lying man.
I would have to say, Facebook, hello, let's speak about it. Like,
so I had a look at your Facebook today.
So Mr. Fiance, was it? Like, when were you going to tell me that? And I think it's on him to give the deep, like, you know, he needs to
remain
to speak.
Cool, calm and collected. I'd go, how would we? I'd go, Facebook? Care to
elaborate?
Care to venture a conversation with me, you lying piece of shit? No, we're not using profanity.
You little motherfucking
shit. You little motherfucking
See what he's got to say.
Yeah.
But I think you're total, anyone would feel how you're feeling. Come on.
You are within your right to be very angry about this.
You are.
Because it's
a big secret.
It's a big fucking secret.
It's
giving double life. It's like, whoa.
Well, it's just
scary,
like you've
actually
left out like a huge part
of
your past,
yes,
which like as a new girlfriend, like I should know if you've been engaged before, like I should know if you've proposed to someone, like that's the point. Like, I'm not angry, I'm a bit upset to be honest that you've proposed to someone else before,
upset.
But I can't be that upset about the past, but it's not a dream scenario to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the fact that he kept it a secret and the fact that you've now found it through going through Facebook.
It feels messy, it feels dirty. Like, it feels like, oh, I thought we were so in love, and I thought we told each other anything. I thought I knew you.
Yeah.
So it's like, but my biggest thing would be now, okay, so what else are you hiding?
Is there anything else you've not
like what
remember
else?
To tell
yeah.
me?
Yeah, care to tell.
But also now I want to know, like, so who broke off this engagement? Was it her? Was it you? Like,
also, it's like, why was I not deserving of knowing? You know, like why was it? Like, why, if we're trying to build this connection and fall in love and like spend the rest of our lives to each other, how best are we going to connect then? Getting to know each other on the deepest level.
Yeah.
You know?
And just being honest.
So why are we not, I just don't get it. It scares me.
I would like to think, because you said at the start of the dilemma that this guy makes you so happy and you love him so much. I would like to think that he was just a pussy and bottled it and didn't tell you when he had the chance. And then now, maybe he thinks about this maybe he's like, oh shit, I've not told her. Like this could have been like, you're keeping him up some nights. You don't know.
I would
like to think that he has been panicked, like I don't know, but if he was just trying to actually keep this a secret and thought you would never find out, then that's really shady and really shit.
I think, let's see what his response
is.
I mean, please, email
you've
us
got
back.
To.
Like, what? How is he?
You've
gonna,
got to bring it up.
Like, if he, I also don't want him to just be like, oh, get over it. Like, fuck off.
No.
If he's like, what does it matter? You know, it's my past, and he's like really defensive. I'd be like, whoa,
yeah,
this is quite not scary the reaction now, you because wanted. This is not the loving, like, why are you having a go at me?
No, I would, like, hope his response is like, oh, I'm so disappointed in myself,
there we go,
I'm so sorry that I never told you this. It has been weighing on me a little bit. You know, I'd never brought it up in those early days, and
because
it's only got harder and harder to tell you. I've been really scared to tell you. I didn't know how you were going to react. I'm hoping this is the response that you get, and not a
defensive, like, oh, get over it, why are you even upset, get it's my pass.
like,
fuck off.
But good luck with that. Everyone clear the Facebook archive. Jeez. Seriously, it's incriminating.
I can't. That's movie magic level stuff.
Isn't it? Now it's like, I just see you a bit differently, because I thought you were like,
now I'm questioning everything.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a small, it's a big lie.
Yeah.
You've
left out a key point of him. It's like,
it's giving double life, and it's scary. Like, I want to know who I'm sleeping in a bed with at night. Right?
Like, it's not the same thing, but it's kind of low-key giving, like, that he's got, like, a child that you don't know about. It's giving me that kind of energy.
It's literally giving, like, okay, so did she birth a child? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm having to ask these questions because you're not telling me.
Did you, like, start planning a wedding? I have questions.
Because now I need to know.
You obviously thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with this
girl.
What changed?
How long was you engaged
for? She said yes. So you obviously both were there.
Yeah. I want to know, like, what did he tell you about this relationship
then?
Me
too.
Because it's like, you obviously told me about this ex because she knew when they broke up in 2021.
Yeah.
So why are you leaving out that detail?
Maybe he was scared. Or he's been a weirdo and really secretive.
I hope he's not harboring a double life. I hope it was just a honest.
Good luck with that.
Oh my God.
Okay, one more dilemma this week, guys, and we'll let you get on with, you know, your cheese and crackers.
Oh, fucking hell, I could have a slice of cheddar right now.
This one is co-worker relationships, and she's talking a little bit about New Year. So
co-worker
she's saying...
Co-worker relationships, got it.
At the beginning of the year, myself and my housemates made a pact to go on a date a month as a New Year's resolution.
You guys, I do love this resolution.
That's a lovely, I like that pact.
Yeah.
With your friends.
You're holding each other accountable.
Who's got a date in? Got one?
You could maybe double some up. That's really fun.
If
one of
you has got a date, it's like, bring his friend, you can come.
Yeah. Also, that's a lot of admin.
I know.
A month's go quick.
You've only got 4 weekends.
And, you know, that's a lot of admin, a lot of texting. You know, who's taking me out?
It's a lot of planning,
I really commend it.
So I lived away for uni, so I went on one in January with someone from near uni, and in February, on Valentine's Day, with someone from home as I was home visiting. My February date went so well.
So the Valentine's Day one.
I really liked him, which isn't common for me.
Yeah.
And I kept messaging him after this. Oh. I was on placement near uni and didn't go home again for ages.
Okay.
He would ask me out again and I would have to genuinely decline as I either had uni placement or my part-time job to go to, which is 3 hours away. Okay, so he wanted to see you again, but you were genuinely busy.
Love that he's asking you out. Also, you know what? It's kind of good that you're kind of unavailable for a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Got to work for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm going to realize, I'm going to know if you really want to see me or not.
Exactly.
Because you're going to have to make effort.
Exactly.
After finishing uni in May, I moved back home, but by this time our conversation had dried up.
Oh, okay.
As I think he thought I was trying to brush him off. Fair.
I mean, yeah, if to be fair to him, like,
he tried.
He was asking for dates and yeah, you weren't accepting. So that would, but you know, persevere, my friend.
He stayed at the back of my mind when we weren't chatting, but I left it there. When I finished college, I immediately began the pursuit of a job, searching the country for anywhere that would fit my qualifications.
Yeah.
A school about 30 minutes from my family home was my second interview.
Oh.
I'm a prepared lady, so I went to the website to find out more about my potential workplace, and so I could answer the interview questions well.
Is he the PE teacher?
I flicked through different tabs on the homepage until my jaw dropped. February date, face of the website.
It's meant to be. This is
he's the headmaster, I imagine.
No, they're not them.
I told my girls and we laughed about it. I went for the interview, one of three. So I was hopeful I'd get another one to avoid
the awkward encounter.
Imagine
he was the interviewer.
She's put, got the job. Congratulations. Took the job. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I now eat lunch with this man every day. Oh, wait. And neither of us have addressed it. It's been 3 months.
Because HR will get on our case, right?
We had our Christmas party last night. He doesn't drink, so I thought potentially no fun. He was so fun. This made me start to think about him all over again. I had a bit of liquid courage, but he did not, so no moves were made. Yeah. If I want to move this in that direction, what do I do?
What do I do?
I think he does like me. I'm not sure if I'm punching and he's maybe realized it. That's impossible. P.S. We've not kissed or anything, but we obviously like...
Yeah, you have a connection.
There was something, yeah. Oh, wow. This okay.
This is giving, like, you've been thinking about him.
It's giving invisible strength.
This is giving, like, we're meant to be. Mm. And, like, this is going to work out.
I think with this one, right, there's no need to rush it because neither of you are going anywhere. Like, you work at the same school. Yeah. Like we can take this with super baby steps. Yeah. We don't need to be making leaps and bounds because he's not going anywhere, and neither are you.
Fuck? I love that. It's also, lovely. That's nice.
Yeah, like this can grow slowly, and it can be super little. Can be baby steps, and I think you should enjoy that.
I think he's super overwhelmed.
He probably thought, fuck, what are the chances of this?
I think he's also like, I really liked her. I asked her on a few dates. Mm. I think he's trying to figure out how to go about
but
this.
But neither of you have addressed it.
Because I think he's scared to make that kind of flirtatious contact again.
Because now you're in a professional environment.
Yeah, and he's scared that you're going to like reject him again. Even
and
though
it's gonna
you
be
didn't.
Colleague gossip.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, for God's sake, now I've got to see her every day and I've embarrassed myself. So
I don't want to be the center of workplace gossip.
Yeah, he's a little figuring out if you're even on the vibe.
Yeah.
Again, so you need to hint to him, you know, give him the eye contact.
Yeah, how are you?
Give him, you know.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
You know, yeah, like feel the vibes with him. Yeah. Get into those vibes. Maybe a bit of flirt in the staff room. Mm. Offer him a Pringle from your tub of Pringles.
Because surely like Valentine's Day in February, that was when you had your first date.
Guys.
So it's going to be like, God, this time last year we had our first
date. Can you, because I feel like in person, whenever you're together, you know, we've got Mr. Willis there, Mrs. Harris.
Mm,
you know,
so true.
We've got all our new colleagues.
Yeah.
Can we establish some contact on social media?
That's true.
You know, just because I feel like you're both, how are we going to flirt in the staff room when, yeah, the headmaster's watching
Smells
us.
Smells like coffee and
you know, coffee, we're talking about the kids, you know.
That's such a good idea about bringing it onto socials.
Yeah,
taking it out of the professional environment.
Like maybe if he posts a story, like the story, reply, establish that connection with something a bit, you know, and then he's thinking, ahoy there, you know, and then it's going to be build that form it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it might be,
And I think you've just got to remember, like, if something's going to naturally happen, it will. Because you guys, you're in close circumference now. You know a lot of the similar people. Yeah. Like, you're going to be seeing this guy a lot. So if something's going to happen, just kind of be like, do you know what? I'm just going to let life do its thing.
Also, the kids at the school are going to be relentless. He's also probably wary of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I know
so
what kids
true.
Are. You know, primary school or secondary school, they're going to clock on. You
to
know,
teachers you having know, a snog.
It's a lot. It's like having a public celebrity relationship.
It is in the
when
school.
The two teachers get together. So he's probably wary of that too. I mean, you know, because it's like hot gossip.
Hot gossip. For the kiddos. Hot off the press. You know, stuff like that is.
You know, we ain't got much else to do in these schools mm-hmm. but to gossip about the teachers. So mm-hmm.
And their personal lives.
And they're trying to scour the internet for their personal lives. That was always fun. Trying to follow teacher. I never tried to follow a teacher though.
No, that's
but people
weird.
Did adding them on Facebook, and then I remember one of them saying, guys, please don't add me on Facebook. Okay,
it's not appropriate.
It's inappropriate. Okay,
I cannot have you as a friend on my Facebook.
You are not my friends. Okay, I am your superior. All right. Yeah. So yeah, I would establish, because there's a lot of, you know, other factors here.
Yeah, not you're not just two strangers
anymore.
It's not
just like us two in a club, you know, no. with our mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like I said, Mr. Willis, Mrs. Harris.
Students, people,
you know, we never
PTA,
know. You might have had a little relationship with, you know, Mrs. Wilkinson.
Oh, Mrs. fucking Wilkinson, hey?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, two teachers, you know, can't resist the teacher
Can't
vibe.
Be getting a name for myself around here, you know?
Yeah,
I like
so
this job.
He wants to be appropriate, you know?
Yeah. I would just say there's
what
no,
he teaches.
There's
quite
no
attractive.
Rush. Maybe geography.
That's quite attractive. Like the, like, guys, you know, like him getting authoritative. You know what you should
do? Or
do
the kids really like him? They're like,
that's
safe, sir.
Sweet.
Safe.
That's safe. That's safe. Sweet. You know what you should do? Go into his class, like during where he's teaching. Oh, it's Miss Smith. Come on in, Miss Smith. Well, he's got to address
Hi,
you
kids.
As that.
Hi, sorry to disturb.
Hi, sorry to disturb. Can I just borrow your box of highlighters? Sorry, kids. Shh, shh, shh. Get on with your work.
Focus, please. Eyes down, kids.
Eyes down.
I'll
see you later, guys. Thank you, Mr. Wilkinson.
Thank you. I'll bring these back at break.
What was that, Tom? Thank you. Bit of eye contact. You got your pencil skirt on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkinson.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, you it too. Will,
yeah, this is going to flourish. Listen, there's no need to rush this.
I read your palm and I'm seeing three children, a marriage, a beautiful life.
I'm honestly seeing another Valentine's Day date
I'm
on the cards.
I'm seeing he's going to get promoted to head teacher. It's, you know, great career. You're going to be
about
a secretary.
This. You guys, summer holidays, 6 weeks off.
Six?
Christmas holidays, 2 weeks off.
We do have
half
a lot
term,
of marking to do.
Week off.
We've got a lot of marking to do.
You've got some marking.
It's time off nonetheless. Guys, no, I didn't fucking mark your essays.
I was too busy with Mr. fucking Willis.
There's 60 of you in this class. There's only one of me. Give me time.
Don't rush me.
You know, there should be robots that mark work.
Maybe that will be a development soon.
Yeah.
Scan them in. Tick, 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 cross, 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 cross.
But then I guess you don't get that personalized. Think about this. Why did you say that?
Squiggly line underneath.
What does this mean?
Check
what
spelling.
What do you fucking think it means?
You interpret it.
Yeah.
That's your job to interpret my writing.
Right. You don't understand my creative vision then.
That's a you problem,
that
miss.
That sounds like a you problem. Yeah, that the squiggly line is very passive aggressive. The red pen, question mark.
Expand on this.
You expand on this. It's not my fucking job.
I've done my work.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing new year.
A quote.
Let's have a...
No, what did we start with? That? What was my quote from the start?
Great things happen to me or something.
It's here.
I also want to find us a new year quote because now really is the time.
I am so lucky. Everything works out for me. That's just like a nice year.
Lovely, you know, manifestation.
Every year it's going to throw stuff at you, right?
Yeah.
And you just have to have the faith. No, this is the timing of my life. Everything's going to work out. This is purely, I'm writing my story right now. This is my novel, you know?
Aw. And now we welcome the new year full of things that have never been.
Aw. Guys,
This is a quote from Oprah Winfrey.
I just saw that one. Go ahead.
She says, cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right.
Oh,
I like that from Oprah.
I like that. Oh, well, you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to The Girls Bathroom for another year of life.
For another year of life. Wow, 2024. So when did we start this podcast? 2019.
I think so. Wow.
We're pushing 5 years. Jesus Christ. All right.
Oh, we love you guys so much. Really do have a safe, happy new year. Please New do. Year's Eve. We'll be back here next Wednesday.
Enjoy the cheese. Enjoy the crackers. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the cake. Enjoy the chocolates.
Enjoy it all. And if you fancy a New Year's Eve episode, it will be on Patreon.
It really will. There'll be a, yes, they will.
So if you want to join that, you can. But thank you so much for listening to the pod for another year.
Yeah.
What did I say?
New Year's Eve.
Sorry, New Year's Day. New Patreon Year's episode. Day,
1st of January.
Yeah. Ah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We love you so much. Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2024.
Woo!
Goodbye. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.